sex, leaks, lies, and spies, Trump takes down intelligence community leakers. By Matthew Boyle and Christina Wong on October 9, 2019. Amidst a battle between the President of the United States and the intelligence community that has sparked formal impeachment proceedings against the President by Democrats in Congress, federal law enforcement officials have formally charged an intelligence community official with leaking highly classified information to the media. This comes in the wake of a top-ranking Congressional Intelligence Committee staffer facing similar charges of leaking last year and sets the stage for a larger fight between Trump and intelligence community leakers. The nature of these intelligence community leakers' deeply personal relationships with the reporters to whom they were leaking, both cases involved romantic relationships, seems more like a House of Cards episode than real life. But the federal law enforcement charges against each casts the intelligence community as a whole in a deeply negative light. As Democrats on Capitol Hill begin to rely on these spooks for their increasingly partisan impeachment efforts against Trump. The case of the intelligence leaker ensnared Wednesday showed how anti-Trump intelligence officials are risking their careers and using their relationships with the media to leak classified information embarrassing to the Trump administration. Henry Kyle Fries, an employee with the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, was charged with two counts of leaking classified information to two journalists identified by journalist Matthew Keyes and later The Wall Street Journalist CNBC's Amanda Macias and NBC News's Courtney Cube. Fries and Macias were romantically involved. The complaint against Fries said, in or about mid-April to May 2018, he accessed an intelligence report unrelated to his job duties on multiple occasions. A week after he accessed the report a second time, Journalist 1, believed to be Macias, asked him to speak to Journalist 2, believed to be Cube. Fries told Journalist 1 he was down to help Journalist 2 if it helped her because he wanted to see her progress. Fries would later search on a classified U.S. government computer system for terms related to the topics contained in the intelligence report. A few hours after searching those terms, he spoke with Journalist 1 for 7 minutes, and spoke to Journalist 2 for over half an hour. About half an hour after he spoke with both journalists, Journalist 1 published an article through her outlet, which contained classified information from the report. After Journalist 1 tweeted the article, Fries retweeted it. The Justice Department said in a statement that Fries was caught red-handed disclosing sensitive national security information for personal gain. The unauthorized disclosure of top-secret information could reasonably be expected to cause exceptionally grave harm to the national security of the United States, it said. Prosecutors said Macias published 8 articles containing classified defense information between May and July 2018, according to The Guardian. Fries was arrested Wednesday when he showed up for work and was due to appear later that day in U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia. Fries, like the intelligence official who recently filed the whistleblower complaint against Trump, has a background in Russia and NATO, according to his Twitter profile. The episode carried echoes of a previous case of an intelligence official leaking to a reporter he was romantically involved with. In 2018, James Wolf, a 50-something senior aide to the Senate Intelligence Committee, leaked classified documents to New York Times reporter Ollie Watkins, with whom he was having a romantic relationship. Wolf worked at the committee while it was investigating whether Trump colluded with Russia, and he leaked to Watkins classified material, such as an application for a surveillance warrant on former Trump campaign official Carter Page. The announcement of Fries's arrest broke loose a barrage of anger and mocking, particularly from conservatives and Trump supporters who have become increasingly frustrated with intelligence officials leaking and hiding behind the cloak of anonymity. The Federalist senior editor Molly Hemingway called the culture of politicized leaking worrisome. Review of arrested leakers' social media shows, in addition to extreme anti-Trump views, confidence there'd be no repercussions for leaking. He freely and openly engages with recipient of stolen information. Our NatSec culture of politicized leaking is worrisome. Fries's Twitter account has a number of anti-Trump tweets. Like Fries, the intelligence official behind the whistleblower complaint against Trump also used classified material that somehow made its way to the press. His concerns stemmed from a classified telephone call between the president and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that only government officials had direct and indirect access to. Those concerns made their way to an aide of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, and Schiff himself, but were kept hidden from Republicans. Instead, Schiff's aide instructed the whistleblower to seek legal counsel and file a whistleblower complaint with the Intelligence Community Inspector General, which would afford him more protections and allow the committee more latitude in publicizing his complaints. A lawyer for the whistleblower told Breitbart News on Tuesday that the whistleblower, or anyone else he and his team will represent, had no intentions of revealing their identities, raising the specter of an anonymous official leading to the impeachment of a president. But Friess's arrest also showed that the administration's efforts to crack down on illegal leaks since 2017 are bearing fruit. Friess's case is the sixth federal case involving leaks of classified information in a little over 2 years, according to The Guardian. The first case involved Reality Winner, a former intelligence analyst who leaked a report about Russian interference in the 2016 election to The Intercept. She is currently serving 5 years in jail. Friess betrayed the trust placed in him by the American people, a betrayal that risked harming the national security of this country, said John Demers, Assistant Attorney General, in a phone call with reporters.